More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are with More Than, the insurer that does more.
Well, a very good evening. It is London's Magic 105.4. It's the Indulgence show for Sunday evening. My name's Gary Vincent. Now, it's estimated that one in six homes in the UK owns a CD by this lady. She is one of the biggest selling artists of the 21st century. 22 million albums sold from two releases, about to be a third, actually. Welcome to Magic, Dido.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Got a whole host of great songs to play. We're going to start with a Bill Withers classic. Tell us about this song.
I mean, I just think this is one of the finest songs ever written. It's so simple and just so moving. And just, he's sort of been one of the enduring artists for me since, you know, I saw him a few times when I was young playing live and was just completely blown away. And actually recently saw this session with him on the Old Grey Whistle Test on one of those old DVDs, and he's playing this song, and it's just, it's the funkiest yet most laid back thing you have ever seen.
So it's Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine, at London's Magic 105.4. Our very special indulgence tonight is with Dido. The press release I got some quotes from, pretty impressive actually, about your career over the years. Which of those statistics are you most proud of?
I don't know what they are. But I'm most proud of finishing some songs.
That's all it takes.
There you go.
Okay. So the new album is called Safe Trip Home. Mm-hmm. How much pressure is there on you for this to be as successful as the two previous albums?
There's no pressure from me on me, if you know what I mean. Like, I love making music and I sort of don't feel... You know, my success comes from, in my head, comes from, you know, actually each time I do finish a song and you get that feeling of, well, this sort of wasn't around this morning and now it is. And for me, those are the things that just make me feel amazing, or a great gig where you just feel like everyone, you know, was actually just, we all sort of were in it together. Like, those are the moments that make you feel incredible.
And are you planning to tour this album?
I'm sure I will at some point. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the single Don't Believe in Love, we're playing an awful lot on Magic, as you've probably already heard. Who decides on the singles from the albums? Is it you? Is it the record company? Is it a bit of both?
It's sort of me but, you know, I listen to other people, because essentially sort of I make a record and I'm just very much thinking about what's on the album and the journey the album takes and the, you know, the order of the songs and that. And then after that, it's sort of, it, you know, I don't need to... Those are the things that I really care about, are sort of, you know, what people are hearing as the album.
So this is the lead single, Don't Believe in Love. What's the story behind this one?
For me, it's actually a sort of positive song, sort of about, you know, the world is a better place with love than it is without love. But it's definitely being interpreted in all sorts of different ways.
Okay. Cool. It's Magic 105.4, our Sunday evening indulgence with More Than. And there's Dido's Don't Believe in Love. Dido is our special guest this evening. Next song choice is by Randy Newman, who's just had so many great albums over the years. Why Louisiana?
This is just a song, the strings on this song just blow me away every time. He did all his own string arrangements and he's just a genius in my book. And just, I would drive around in California. I know it's not Louisiana, but it's... and just listening to the song and looking at the ocean and listening to the strings, and I just found it incredibly inspiring. It's really moving as well. I mean, this song obviously was written, you know, 20 years or so, 30 years before the hurricane, actually. But it was sort of, you know... For me, it's just a very moving song.
When you drive around the highways and the byways of the States, music takes on a different meaning, doesn't it?
It really does. And this is just, you know, I'm a real, you know, I like to make a little soundtrack for the drives I'm on. And I'm endlessly giving people little mixtapes for whatever drive they're doing. You know, there's music for listening to in the desert and music for listening to in the mountains. And, you know, I love a good view and good music. Nothing's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going swimmingly. Right. You want me to do that line?
Yes, please. Yep.
Okay. Plenty more still to come from Dido after we learn a little more on Magic's indulgence about her life with this week's indulgence extra.
Oh, lordy.
Now, that is worrying.
What happens on Indulgence Extra?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
Magic Indulgence on a Sunday evening. I'm Gary Vincent in conversation with Dido. I just wonder, actually, you know, this album is all ready to go. How much of the next album have you even considered?
I've actually done a huge amount of it. I mean, I'm sure a lot of it will change, but I sort of massively overdid it on this record. I did like over two albums worth of stuff sort of finished. So this album was the 11 songs I picked that I felt went really well together as a journey. And then I actually saved quite a few songs for the next record. And I definitely got a bit of a roll.
So many artists are releasing cover version albums these days. Is that something you'd ever consider, or are you going to steer clear of that?
I mean, I don't know whether I'd... I love doing covers if there's something that I think, you know, I either just love so much, I really, really want to sing, but want to try not to destroy as well, you know. So it's that thing with your favourite songs where you're like, you know what, I just love the original. And also I just love writing songs. But there's definitely a real thrill in bringing your own interpretation to a song that you absolutely love.
Mm. Like Say a Little Prayer, for example.
There you go. Your I wouldn't even try and sing this.
Why this one?
Oh, it's just what a song. I mean, if the just songs in the world that I absolutely wish I'd written, or this is probably number one. I just think it's absolutely beautiful and emotional, and the way she sings it is incredible.
It's Indulgence, Sunday evening at Magic 105.4. I'm Gary Vincent, right through until 8, with Dido as our special guest this week. I wonder, Dido, how many people keep the brand going? How many people are behind you?
You hot? What are you talking about?
Should we take two on that one?
Well, I just wondered how many
people...
I don't think I am a brand.
No?
No.
Would you not consider yourself... See, that's an interesting question itself.
Wow. No, that was a revelation.
I mean, how many people are there?
How terrifying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's...
I need to start working on my
Volkswagen,
own perfume.
Volkswagen, McDonald's.
Yeah, I think thankfully I'm not actually seen as a brand by the people around me. I'm still a human, which is great.
Well, that's good. That's good. What would you have done in your life if a career in music wasn't possible? Which direction would you have taken, do you think?
I would have either become a professional football player for Arsenal, the men's team, though, because that was
could have been a bit tricky.
Who I wanted to play for, or an astronaut.
Now, throughout your childhood, you never had access to a TV or a stereo. Is that right? Did I read that right?
I had access to a TV if I went round to my friend's house.
But not in
the
household.
Which I did to watch Dallas on a Wednesday night.
Did that help or hinder your aspirations for music?
I don't know, because I don't really know any different. But I loved listening to the radio. I mean, I spent all my time like just recording songs off the radio and making mixtapes and stuff. But I think it gave me a sort of crazy imagination. Like, it gave me an extraordinary lack of common sense from not watching any TV and just reading books and using my imagination, but a great imagination. So I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
We're going to play some James Taylor next, and you've chosen Fire and Rain. He's just made so many great albums.
Yeah.
In fact, he's another one who's just put out an album of covers. But Fire and Rain?
It's sort of, you know, to me, again, one of the best songs ever written. It just moves me every time.
It's got these visions of you sitting
in
the
plane,
so
it's
like we're watching
Dallas. Exactly. Loved it.
Indulgence, it's London's Magic 105.4. We're here till 8 with Dido. I wonder, Dido, what's the greatest compliment anyone's paid to your music over the years? Is there one comment that's really stuck with you?
Not that I can remember offhand. I mean, I've definitely heard some things that have really moved me or blown me away. And often, it's just stories that people tell you about how a song's affected their life. Like, someone might just come up to me in the street and just tell me a really emotional story, and you just sort of... Stuff like that, you really learn something as a songwriter from that, but B, you just feel really good.
Yeah. And people do that regularly?
Yeah, I suppose they do. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's not like every time I walk on that street, someone tells me a story, but there's definitely a lot of people, you know, don't seem to be afraid to tell me a story about a song and sort of, you know, when they were listening to it or whatever. And I love that.
Now, I was reading an interview with you in one of the newspapers at the weekend, and you say in so many other areas of your life, you're a bit lost. That was the quote.
Did I?
Yeah.
Lordy.
Can you give us an example?
I've got quite a good sense of direction. I'm fine. Well, as you can tell from the way this interview is going, I can be slightly awkward.
I wouldn't say that.
And but I love, you know, I'm very good at expressing myself in songs and slightly hopeless in other ways.
Dionne Warwick's Walk On By is a real big Magic favourite, and you've chosen that one tonight. Again, what's the story?
I don't even know how to explain these songs. They're just that every song here is, to me, the best song ever written and songs I wish I'd written. You know, just things that are so simple. It's such a simple sentiment. The lyric's so simple, yet it's so not simple because it's just, it just says everything.
Good.
Cool.
Dionne Warwick it is.
Into the last track.
Favourite
of yours?
Of all of them.
Yeah.
Maybe Thank You, actually. Just the sort of, it just seems to sort of spread a nice vibe when I sing it.
And it wraps up an hour very
nicely. Yes, of course. Magic 105.4, it's Indulgence with Dido. Going to play one of your favourite songs of your own in just a second, but I've got to ask you this. What question have you never been asked but would love to answer?
I can safely say there's probably no question I haven't been asked that I'd actually want to answer at this point. So
everything has been covered.
Exactly. It's all been covered, or otherwise I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, sure. That's fair enough. So you've chosen Thank You to close the show with, and we asked you for your own favourite song of your catalogue. Thank You. Why?
Sorry, I've suddenly started thinking of questions I'd like to be asked.
Oh, really?
No,
do you want to go back? No.
No, they're stupid. Dairy milk or whole nut?
Understood.
Yeah, that would be, that's the most obvious one.
And the
which
choice?
Would be a whole nut.
It would be whole
nut. Yeah. If someone was actually offering me some chocolate, that would have, in any of these interviews, that would be a good thing. Have you got dairy milk? Or whole nut?
He wishes.
I've eaten it.
Oh, no, did you have one?
If we'd have known.
I mean, you know, a whole nut is always the way to my heart.
Understood. Mm. Right. So, Thank You is going to be our final song tonight. Would you rate this as your favourite of all the songs you've ever recorded?
I wouldn't say it's my favourite. It's more just that it's got such a history now, this song, you know, and it was written so many years ago. It was written 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's sort of been through a few incarnations. But just still, for me, whenever I sort of did a couple of little sort of surprise gigs last weekend, and I was singing this song for the first time in ages, and just thinking it just puts me in a really good mood every single time I sing it, so I love it.
Dido's Thank You on Indulgence from Magic 105.4. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Total pleasure. Thank you for
having
me.
And dare I say, safe trip home.
Oh, lovely.
Mellow Magic is next. I'm Gary Vincent. This has been Indulgence with More Than.
You've been listening to Magic Indulgence with More Than, indulging you with its personal customer manager service. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.